Rambam connects Avodah Shem Me'avah with the Tenet. The end of this is truly right. So, Avodah Me'avah, person who serves Hashem Me'avah, Avodah Shem 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 Me'avah, and wisdom, love is a double shaloyah, not because of gaining a result. Today, if you want to sell something, you have to say, what are you going to get at? The Kuzari, the whole book is written about, in those days, the person wants to know, what is the nice about, what is the right behavior one should be. And he searched around, found out what his daughter is, the philosopher, the other religion, and he didn't find the right behavior. Today, you want to sell, I will sell you the right behavior, no, you can make money out of it, you can make fame out of it, whatever, happiness. And this level of Avodas Hashem is a higher level. Love with the years, Sarah, not because he's afraid something bad can happen. Love with the years, Shatayim, not because he wants to get a mama. People their whole life are doing wonderful mitzvahs because they want to get more than half. Good. That's not the highest level. And the Oisa ends with nature, and he does what is true and what is right. Because that is the truth. That is the behavior that he was created to do. The state does have the love of the Gaval. The mama is going to come. Not his business. He's not always involved in the Eilam Haba, because if you think of it, if a person is always involved in the Eilam Haba, basically to a certain degree serving himself. If he's a little smarter than a fool that just serves himself in this world, serving himself for eternity. But the Mike is just involved in how he's going to progress and get more. Which is a level of Eilam Haba. The highest level of Eilam Haba is that he's doing it because this is what Hashem wants. He feels close to Hashem and he wants to do the Rosh Hashem. That's what makes him happy. Like a marriage altar. So a husband and wife, the whole relationship is based about if I do something good, do something good to me. What do I have to gain from this act of doing something and nothing? Do I benefit from it or not? But always in the Abba, his spouse, he cares for the spouse, not because he's going to get anything out of it, because he cares for that person, not to do good for them. Same with children. We're very open form to this mistake. We think that we care about the benefit of the children. So they don't cooperate the way we want to get upset at them. So if you care about the benefit of the child, we're getting upset at him. How's that going to make him a better child by having a parent being upset at him? How does that? It causes a refocus. It causes a child to distance himself from the parent. The parent is just interested in me doing what he wants. If he doesn't get what he wants, then it's upset at me. So I'm just a tool for this is what a child thinks. I'm a tool for my father, my parents' ego, the government. And that relationship is not a very pleasant or healthy one. If a person really cares about his children, so they don't do what he wants. Not really to be upset at them. Come on, you have to give over a message. Don't behave with confession, whatever he decides to do or not to do. But it's not something you have to upset over. If we're really on that level. Again, that's a high level, but that's the level of Abba. I think my only thing that I'm here that is the well-being of the child, wife, or other wife. Or brother, or Abba. As Beth Mahudah said, father, his family is one big mitzvah in the Kham called the famous one. After I ask them, after me, I'm there for them. They're not there to serve me, I'm there to take care of them. Like he said, if you do it right, say for God's love, everything can work out. But on my turn, as we focus on doing it to have care, out of love. And when there is care and love, then the partner becomes a recipient. Not only a recipient, they want to reciprocate also. They see I'm really here for them, they're here for me. I was saying stories from this new book from Rabbi Wine. He had a Rebbe when he was young, in elementary school, high school. And was a politician. Came, I guess it was after the war, right after the war, and before the winter it was. And he got a job in the yeshiva, the high school, whatever it was. And for them, they were Americans that had no idea of anything. It wasn't basic religion. And this guy comes and speaking only Yiddish. But he was a very caring man. And he had his ways of showing them how she cared for them. Different ways he even had to reprimand them. He did it in a positive fashion. And they developed a relationship of having a rabbi that cared for them and uplifted them and made them feel connected to what they were doing, even though they were so disconnected. And then came the big Soyuz in the Shemayim, July 4th, double header against the New York Yankees. Anyone from America knows it. They were to New York Lamento, especially those days, baseball. Oh. Yeah, and it comes out during the Shia of the Rebbe. And there's a whole discussion between the book and what are we going to do? Sad Echo, Shad Pikov Nefesh, not going to go to the Bullion. Sad Hashemi, we're going to hurt the feelings of the Rebbe. And we're not going to be able to explain it because myself. And we didn't go to the Shia because we watched a bunch of going, throwing balls and hitting with a stick if we lost the mind completely. And what happened in there? And we all came to the Shia. We survived it. So, that's that Rebbe was able to instill a feeling that he loved and he cared for him. And Mele, it caused them to receive.
Oh!
This book should be given out to all the Rebbeans, all the teachers all around the world. See, that's our goal. The goal of the feelings of anybody who wants to be a Chanas has to start with this feeling of Av, connect with the person. I hold them in high esteem, and I want to come closer to them, care for them, and say for God and love them. This is what he's saying, that's the way we should be having Hashem also. The ankle softens the ankle, not always, even a wise person is not always the ankle to this level of Oyuz Hashem. If you're Abba, then it is Oyuz. You might have a Oyuz, you could have been, I'm reading all the Raman there. Oyuz has Oyuz, he was described as the Oyuz, the lover of Hashem. He should be over the enemy Abba, he might have, he wrote a Koshkoi, he might have been, Abba Hashem will care. So that is a good posse, Abba Hashem will care. So not every problem is very good for us, but it's a mitzvah to say. It's a little tricky. That's to me sounds like a very big jump. First, it says the second person really loves Hashem the way he should, what a man thinks all Mrs. Av. Now you should have just asked before is the topic of how Hashem again, Hashem So that's in the Ram itself, in the beginning you said the third is the mitzvah of Hashem Hashem Kiyafa. And you get to Abba, is you ponder the greatness of the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see the wisdom of Hashem, and the ideals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you look into the Torah, and you see the greatness of Hashem. That causes you desire, have appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, get closer to Hashem. That's Abba. So, the Kumanatana, the basic mitzvah is to ponder these things and develop a feeling, desire to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have the basic level of Abba. That the Abba should be so clear to you, to the point that affects the way I do everything in life.
We should pay attention to mitzvah Hashem,
the words of Hashem, the creations of Hashem, till we ponder it, the nehen is at the close of the time, we enjoy it. Wow! Hashem is so amazing, Hashem is totally so amazing. The Abba. That is the Abba. So what kind of Hashem says that that was the reason. This Anigal Hashem, according to this Ramadan, this Anigal Hashem is Abba. That feeling, I'm so excited at that. Having more clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more clarity of Torah, it gives me a pleasure, that's a sign of Abba. Abba is a feeling of pleasure. So this is something we have to strive for. It's a pleasure in every situation in life, because we know this situation was set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us. We're going to say this to us. Abba San Ronan, San Agash. You see another point also of Avodas Hashem is going to pay attention to what's going on in life. The more we pay attention, the more we appreciate life, the more we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more Abba we have. The whole thing is all about paying attention. What is the Gemara telling you? Not what could I put it. What is it saying? What is it telling you? I'm giving a deeper perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, we're living in a time that the ignorance of the non-from world is so extreme. They have no idea what Yeshiva is, what religion is. The people are totally disconnected from these type of feelings of Ava, pure Hanot, the intellectual recognition of the greatness of Hashem, which brings to an emotional surge of feelings, pleasure, and Hanot. Because they're not going to be frightened, they're busy with their machines. It's sad, because just 100 years ago, even the one of the ones that went off completely, they know that Yeshiva was one of the great Israeli Son of the Pirish guys. And he wrote that Yeshiva is the factory for Jewish intelligence. Unfortunately, he started his intelligence and went the wrong way. But they realized it's something where you use your sefer and you ponder deeply into what you are, what the Shavuot is, through the Torah. That's a wonderful feeling. The beginning is hard, you have to work through the material. We get to any point of clarity, it's a feeling. Abba Benuri Al is bringing it to Asoga. That's what it is. Lately, I had a pastime of looking at birds taking off. I'm very amazed by this business. This creature just starts flying. How do you do it? Once they're up and they start gliding with the wind, okay, that's amazing. No runway, just beep. I'm just thinking like a little thing that the average person doesn't notice. When it takes off, it doesn't just go like that. The tail suddenly spread out from being all together. That's necessary to create the difference in the ear pressures above and below. And so they tell them, there's lots of books written on birds flying. Yeah. Not all the birds are these tiny little things, these big ones. Yeah. 10 kilo birds that can fly, 15 kilo birds that can fly. No runway, they're not. Yeah, it's one tiny little thing, but everything we see around ourselves. You look at a tree, amazing. Machine, green leaves. Each one is a very complicated factory. Taking the energy of the sun, using it to create all kinds of compounds. The last place you would dream, the carbon that a human body needs for biological matter. Carbon is one of the four big elements: hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon. That's the building blocks of organic matter. So carbon is the charcoal. Where do we get the charcoal from? Stomach from the earth? No. You get the charcoal, you get it from the air. Carbon dioxide. From the air. That's what we can tell. The most mundane, the hardest part of the most earthly part of the thing. Yeah, through that factory. Yeah, the Alkalpon is that beautiful life. It's very good to take attention. Yeah. So the Chazanish could look at a flower and be like, it's high level of Avodas Hashem, just looking at a flower. It's beautiful, intricacy. I once saw an article, I have to check it out. It said that the explanation of all these beautiful, colorful flowers to attract the bees, to pollinate, or the flies that pollinate, the beetles that pollinate, whatever the creature does. And once read an article years ago that says the bees are pretty much colorblind. So, I mean, there's a certain level of color, they see something, but all the beauty that we see, they don't even see. The beauty to us, appreciate the beautiful world around. Yeah. So, that's the starting point of Abba. Of true love is its poisonous, that's over, paying attention to it. And from that, having a perception of the greatness of one who wanted love. Our reaction then is that the Sandova suffers from Abba. If it produces a feeling of pleasure, then we know we got it. And that's what it says, Abba Hashem is Abba B'tanugi. We said in the decision showing this Anigal Hashem. Contrary to what people think, that the Jewish people very religious, and you have to give all the pleasures of life. Not giving up pleasures. You're coming to a level that the pleasures that make you that happy is not below your level. You have a higher level of pleasure. You know, we have mysterious nefesh that we're not cows. We don't have that special level of eating grass. Yes. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. No. You can't eat grass. Well, we're not cows. We have anything to eat. We have something to eat. We have anything to eat. If she picks something that goes to the wind, find one thing that gives us something that real, something that way is a sin, that we appreciate, that gives us a bigger pleasure in doing the wisdom. Instead of calling, ah! Please, by my weakness, we don't know.